The governor said the center will put Virginia in a leadership role in determining how the world's most advanced products are made. In the 50,000 square foot state-of-the-art building, the Center for Advanced Manufacturing, known as CCAM, will bring manufacturers and universities together with real-world challenges. CCAM's executive director, Dave Lohr, is no stranger to the cutting edge. He was vice president of development at the Virginia Biotechnology Park.
It's bringing together a global network of world-class manufacturing companies with world-class universities. And at the center of that is CCAM, facilitating the development of cutting-edge technologies that will benefit these companies and enable them to continue to be competitive and to bring new and better products to the marketplace.
Lohr described it as industry-directed, academically executed research. The Center for Advanced Manufacturing already has an impressive startup roster.
Cannon, Virginia, Newport News Shipbuilding, and of course Rolls-Royce, whose campus we will share for our research facility. They also include Sandvik Coromant, Siemens, and Chromalloy.
The schools involved are the University of Virginia, Virginia Tech, and Virginia State. Lohr called CCAM a game changer for manufacturing operations in this country and worldwide.
If I look out 5 years, I see a facility that has approximately 130 people performing research for more than 30 industrial partners that have been recruited to this collaboration.
In 5 years' time, Lohr said, he expects to see a workforce of about 130 at the Prince George campus.
50 PhDs in advanced science and engineering. Another group of 70 graduate and undergraduate students who will be working with us from the universities in helping to develop and deploy the technology and at the same time build the scientific workforce that we need to support the deployment of these processes and technologies both in Virginia and around the world. We'll be doing somewhere between $15 and $20 million a year worth of research in the facility at that point.
He said there are two real keys to what CCAM is accomplishing.
One is the speed with which we will be able to transfer these developments to the bottom line of a corporation. The other thing that's very unique is the interrelationship that has these companies who come together across sectors to pool their resources, to leverage their resources, and to do that seamlessly with three top universities to create a capability to develop and deploy these technologies that would be unparalleled anywhere else. It's not found anywhere in the United States, that's for sure, and a capability that is just not possible for any one of them on their own to develop. So it's that leverage that is so very, very important.
Learn more online at ccam-va.com. John Ogle, WCVE News.